Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
908 flying through a Wednesday morning, June 7th. Quickly to David Hammer, WWL-TV investigative reporter. I'm a big fan of David's. He knows that and the work he does. Morning, David. How are you?
Good morning. I'm a big fan of yours too, Tommy. We really appreciate how you bring these issues out on the radio.
Well, let's talk before we get to the house stealing, if you will. I want to talk about the DA, Jason Williams, and the sealed archdiocese records for sex abuse cases. Talk about what's going on, if you will, David, please.
Sure. Yeah, this is a big moment, actually, because law enforcement is getting involved in trying to unseal records of the archdiocese that have been sealed for a long time and that the church has not allowed to be released publicly for decades. In 2018, the archdiocese did put out a list of credibly accused priests accused of child sexual abuse. And I think the hope was that that was going to kind of take care of the issues that have been bubbling up, particularly since 2002, when the spotlight investigation in Boston really brought this whole issue worldwide to the fore. But in 2020, the church filed for bankruptcy, the archdiocese filed for bankruptcy protection, and that stopped all of the cases, the sexual abuse civil cases. And the documents that came out that were under seal in those cases and through the bankruptcy have caused a lot of concern, and the U.S. trustee in the bankruptcy case actually appealed to the court to let him bring forward some of these issues that came out in the documents to bring them to law enforcement when there was a living priest or cleric involved. And this Lawrence Hecker is a priest who in 2002 was removed from ministry, but he's still living at 92 years old, and there are many allegations of sexual abuse against him. And this, the DA, Jason Williams, wants to make sure that the stuff that has been held secret by the court under the stay that's in place because of the bankruptcy, that information gets released, including a deposition sworn testimony by Hecker himself in 2020 that is still under seal and that the DA believes could provide information needed to bring criminal charges.
We're talking about Jason Williams trying to get the Catholic Church to unseal records so that he can prosecute pedophiles. Is that accurate?
That's correct. Okay. And, you know, again, we don't know what's in those documents. And, you know, the church, there's nothing really there that would be helpful in a criminal investigation. And there's nothing stopping him from doing a criminal investigation without those documents. But obviously the district attorney and the attorneys representing the victims say otherwise.
The DA saying, okay, that's what you're telling me. You're the religious people, and I know they have lawyers, but I'm the DA. Let me look at it to see what's going on, correct?
Correct. Okay. Correct.
And again, you know, I'll just add this editorially because I can, and you don't do this, David, but this would be bad enough, in my opinion, for a business, for a Fortune 500 business to be handling this way, let alone a religion, a church. I'll leave it at that. I was born and raised Catholic, but not anymore. Let's move on to stealing houses and your investigation on this. And I'm just going to back off because it's a kind of complicated story, and I want you to be able to tell it because this is not right in so many different ways.
Well, yeah, this is what makes this so insidious is that somebody can file documents in the land records and essentially take people's homes out from under them and get it tied up in civil court for years and years. And it's scary because people feel like, what can I do to protect myself against this? You know, property ownership is just supposed to be sacrosanct. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially when the folks that are being affected by this are people who have come across hard times financially, are facing potential foreclosure, and there are a lot of things they can do to protect their investment, protect their property, protect their home, and have wealth going forward if they can get things right with their mortgage company. And in one case, it was even a woman who had a reverse mortgage and now all of a sudden found herself in debt. And there's this person named Jonathan Burden who knocks on people's doors and tells them he can help them and gets them to give him money instead of the mortgage company, and then files documents that these folks say they don't understand. And there's something called a quitclaim deed, which is a document that essentially says, hey, if I have ownership to this property, I transfer it to this person. And it doesn't have to go through a title company. It doesn't have to go through the kind of legal checks that, you know, sales do. And he's using these types of documents to essentially take people's houses out from under them. And people are saying, wait a second, I didn't understand what this was that I was signing, or I was signing a blank sheet and that was filed in the record along with a document that I've never seen. All kinds of issues involving at least seven different homeowners that we know about. Plus, there were issues where he was going into bankruptcy court without the proper licenses, and he's been banned from bankruptcy court. But because this never has been handled by any kind of law enforcement, it just drags on and on. And some of these folks are out of their properties, unable to access them. And now I am reporting that several sources have confirmed that the FBI is looking at this after we've done a series of stories. The third one I did on this was last night, looking at how also Mr. Burden, who goes on social media and talks about how he's getting in the bag, he calls it getting the bag, which he refers to taking people's properties, but he says that he's doing it to help people and help them get out of financial distress. But these folks say, no, I'm turning around and finding out that my home is now owned by Mr. Burden, and he's then turning around and selling it for $100,000 or more. And until law enforcement gets involved, the fear from these victims is there's nothing they can do because he doesn't show up to civil court, and it just drags on and on for years and years in the civil courts. So it looks like something is happening with law enforcement getting involved to try to stop this person.
Take me through the anatomy of one of these things, if you will, if you want to do a case study of what it looks like from the beginning, from the homeowner's standpoint. Where they are. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying, David? Like, what would this look like?
Well, there was one case in particular, and they all are a little bit different, but there's one case in particular where a woman, her husband died. They had lived in the house for 40 years, and they had taken out a reverse mortgage to pay for his medical bills. And after he died, the bills started coming in, and foreclosure notices started coming in because the reverse mortgage, they had just fallen behind on the payments, and they were several hundred thousand dollars in debt. And the house was worth $1 million. So the woman, the widow, says, well, I'm going to sell it. She's got an offer to sell it for $1.1 million. And Jonathan Burden shows up at the door, and he's seen the house listed on the foreclosure list facing a sheriff's sale, and comes to the door and says, I can help you. Can give you a backup offer for $700,000. That'll take care of your debts, and you'll be able to walk away with $200,000. And the woman says, okay, I'll sign this document that says that you're making a backup offer in case these people from Texas who are offering me $1.1 million won't, you know, can't do it. And then he files a document in the land record saying that he has this purchase agreement, and that ties up. Now she can't go forward with the sale with the folks from Texas who want to pay her $1.1 million, and she doesn't get the it almost ties up the whole thing until they go to court, and she ends up having to pay him $85,000 to go away. And there are other cases where he has filed similar documents and ended up with the property, and the people who lost their loved ones and thought they owned the house turn around and go, and he calls the police on them and makes them leave. So it's the use of these documents, that the land records that the clerk of court has to accept as is. They don't go through any kind of legal review. And that's where people are saying there could be some reform, some legislative reform to protect people, so that something can't just be suddenly filed on your property without you knowing it and tie up, you know, cloud the title and make it difficult for you to either sell the house or to even, you know, walk into your own property.
Let me take a break. Let's digest what we've heard so far and pick it up here when we come back. We're talking to David Hammer, WWL-TV investigative reporter, about his latest story on scammers stealing houses from their homeowners. And, of course, the big question when we come back is this guy finding loopholes in the law that he's using and exploiting to trick people, if you will, and or is what he's doing illegal? And is that what the FBI is trying to sort out right now? And also, of course, I'm getting text from who really needs to watch out for this and what are the warning signs that you could be vulnerable to being scammed this way? And this is beyond evil to me, because like you're saying, David, property ownership in this country should be sacrosanct and there should be some kind of safeguard. In effect, 504-260-1870. If you have any questions or comments for David Hammer about, that's the Open Heart Jeweler Talk and text line, either about the Archdiocese shielding assets or shielding, it's beyond assets, shielding names of pedophiles, potentially. D.A. Jason Williams wants to take a look at it and see if there's any room for criminal prosecution here. Church is saying no. Or about this homeowner scam. 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along. We come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL. 925 now, talking to David Hammer, our friend, WWL-TV investigative reporter. And I don't mean to gild the lily here, but I often tell you, David, you and your team over there and Mike Pearlstein and Katie Moore, I hope I'm not leaving anybody out, but if y'all wouldn't do the work you do, so much of this stuff would go uncovered, and you really do make a difference. And I hope you guys realize that, and I hope you take that home with you when you go home. Tell me about the legalities involved here. Is this guy trampling on the law? Is he using the law to his advantage in an unethical way, or is that what the FBI is looking at?
Well, there's a couple of different things here that the FBI is probably looking at. One thing I know that they're looking at is a forgery that's involved in one of the transfers, an out-and-out forgery where a dead woman's signature purportedly transferred the property to an entity that is called DH Catering, that I've not been able to find any person associated with it, and it was formed on the same day that the transfer happened.
Wait, go back?
And
because so that's a lot.
So there's this house owned by a gentleman named Derek Breston. His mother passed away in 2018, and in 2020, he discovered that somebody had taken the property, and it ended up in the hands of Jonathan Burden. But before it was transferred to Jonathan Burden, there was a quitclaim deed that claimed that he and his mother, Derek Breston and his mother, signed the property over for $10 to a company called DH Catering. That company was created that same day, 2 years after the mother had died. So there's no way she could have signed it. The son says, I didn't sign it either. And the notary whose stamp and signature is on it said, nope, that's a forgery of my signature too. I never signed this. So the document that supposedly took the property away from Mr. Breston is an out and out forgery. There's no disputing it. But then about 3 months later, Jonathan Burden, the person we've been talking about, got the property transferred to him, and then immediately sold it for $100,000. So I had the document reviewed by a forensic document examiner, certified person named Adele Thon. She reviewed it and found that it's very likely that some of that document was actually prepared by Jonathan Burden, because his claim all along was, I had nothing to do with that. I didn't know that it had been stolen from you through a forgery, and I had nothing to do with that. But there's evidence mounting that he did, and that's something that the FBI is looking into. I understand that they've collected records, corporate records, for this DH Catering that appears to have just been created out of thin air. And the people that are associated with it, I cannot find them. The house that it's registered to, nobody's responding there. So it's a whole kind of infrastructure that seems to be supporting Mr. Burden. And he goes on social media and brags about it and talks about how he goes around and he says is helping people save their homes. But in so many of these instances, that's not at all what's happening. He appears to be taking advantage of people who are in financial distress. So to answer your question from before, who should be protecting themselves? Mm-hmm. You know, anybody can file a document in the land records, and that's part of the problem. So anybody could be susceptible to having some kind of a quick claim deed filed on their property.
Say again what you're saying, a quick claim?
It's called a quit claim deed, and this is a document that's often used when somebody in a family passes a property on to somebody, or it's used after a divorce when the property is transferred from one partner to the other, former partner to the other, as a part of a divorce, where there's no transaction, you know, no financial transaction really involved, but you're just essentially donating your ownership, and it doesn't have to go through the same kind of legal review that an actual cash sale does. And so that's being used by folks. I did an investigation back in 2007 where someone was putting quitclaim deeds on properties and transferring his ownership stake to his wife, but he didn't actually have any ownership stake. But that's then in the land record, and then the wife goes and claimed a $150,000 road home check on it. And so this type of document in the land records can cause all kinds of confusion, whether it's with, you know, title companies or with the government when there's a claim to collect road home money or whatever it is. And that's where some of the folks involved here want to see reform, where the legislature could enact new laws that make it more difficult to file these kinds of documents that don't go through any legal review, and make it more difficult to tie up these properties. And that's what it appears that Jonathan Burden is doing. He's filing documents without the knowledge of the homeowner, or the homeowner doesn't really fully understand what they're signing. And that's where he's causing havoc. And that's where you could say that he's trying to use the laws and not break the law. But if you're doing it through fraud, or you're doing it and you're misrepresenting what you're doing, then it is illegal. And so that's, I think, where it's not a cut and dried case, except with the forgery, if they can tie that directly to him, that's obviously a crime. But with these transfers where people are being tricked, I think the law enforcement has to establish that there's actually a fraud happening, and prove that he's lying to people and stealing their money through fraudulent means.
Could I file, a quit claim against you today without you knowing it, or a quit claim on your property without you knowing it?
Yes, and one of the things that has been done in Jefferson Parish and in St. Tammany is there's a process now where if anything is filed in the land record, the person who owns it has to be notified. The first way I found out about this whole thing with Jonathan Burden was I was doing a story about people taking vacant lots out from under people who own it outright, because if you don't have a mortgage, there's no notification process, and something can be filed in the land records without you knowing it as the owner. And so that's harder to do when there's an actual home there. But in a lot of these cases, you know, they're able to file these things and the folks never find out about it, or they don't understand what they're signing. So that's the thing where you could file conceivably and say, I quit claim my share of David Hammer's house mm-hmm. to my wife or to my whatever. And that would not necessarily, I would not necessarily know that that happened. And it would.
And at what point would it cause a problem for you?
Well, if I go to sell my house or if I go to take out a loan and I have to establish ownership, things like that.
And all of a sudden, you're getting a lawyer and you're dealing with all of this when I had no right to anything. I was not a party to any of this. This came out of thin air. There's nothing to prevent this from happening.
And title attorneys, when they do the research, they can establish, okay, this is worthless, mm-hmm. and they can establish. But if there's no title attorney involved, then somebody can find out that this person is laying this claim and do nothing about it. And when they call the police say, well, this is a civil matter. And then it's tied up in the civil courts for years because in Jonathan Burden's case, he doesn't show up. He changes lawyers. The thing drags on for years and years and people can't get this off of their property, or he's actually making money off of it and confusing the authorities into thinking that he actually owns it.
I am just dumbfounded. I don't know what to say from this point. So somebody, as we speak right now, could be filing a quitclaim against my home, and if I were to try to sell it or try to take out some kind of loan on it, that would happen, I guess, in Plaquemines Parish. That's where I live, and then I would have to deal with that and clean it up, even though I didn't do anything wrong.
Right. And even if you didn't even have, you know, financial difficulties or have trouble paying off your mortgage. And that's the thing that Jefferson Parish and St. Tammany are doing. They're notifying people. They put in a new process to automatically notify people if something's filed against their property. But Orleans Parish doesn't have that yet. And Chelsea Richard Napoleon, the clerk of court, has said that she's working on getting that done, but that hasn't been implemented yet. So it's more difficult to do this without people noticing in other parishes, but it's still quite easy to do in Orleans.
This is insane. I'm so glad you brought this to our attention, and we'll talk more about it. So other than St. Tammany and Jefferson, I guess, and those are programs you got to sign up for?
Yeah, you can sign up for notifications, but again, and we'll be checking with Chelsea Napoleon to see when that's implemented in Orleans. They say that they're working on it, but, you know, the quicker that can come into play, the better to protect people so that they know when these things are filed and can challenge them and make sure that they don't get registered permanently.
And is this anything the legislature's addressing?
Not yet, but that's something that I've been reporting calls from the legal community for them to do something. And I intend to continue to follow up on that because it seems like there's some things that can be done to tighten the restrictions so that every piece of paper that's turned into the clerk doesn't have to be filed, you know, no questions asked.
And they're supposed to be signed by both the buyer and the seller, but sometimes, is that accurate? The quick claim?
They are.
But sometimes the buyer doesn't know what they're signing, and also sometimes that can be forged, correct?
Right, exactly. And we've seen both of those cases in these stories about Jonathan Burden, both a forged, out-and-out forgery and ones where people say, oh, he handed me a piece of paper and it was blank and I signed it and I didn't know what I was signing. And now it turns out that it's a quitclaim deed.
So what would you leave people with, David, as we run out of time here, for the best way to protect themselves against this kind of thing happening to them?
And if they are facing any kind of financial difficulties and are facing foreclosure, make sure that you get an attorney to protect you and that you do what you can and make sure you know what's going on with claims against your property. And even if you're not facing any kind of financial distress, it's good to check the land records from time to time and make sure that there's nothing out there that shouldn't be there.
How would one go about checking the land records?
You can check them online through the Orleans Civil Clerk webpage. That's in Orleans, and JeffNet in Jefferson, and St. Tammany Clerk of Court in St. Tammany. And in a lot of other jurisdictions, you just have to go in to the offices at the parish offices or the city offices.
It's crazy, man. Thank you, David. I really do appreciate your work. I mean that, and you're welcome back anytime, all right? Do you have another part of this coming up or what?
Well, I'm continuing to follow it because now there's a criminal investigation. So, yes, and I'm hearing from more folks who are saying that they're also victims.
Incredible. Thank you, sir. David Hammer, WWL-TV investigative reporter, 938. When we come back, we're going to talk to Patty LaPierre, crime victim advocate, about Debbie Villio's true.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.